welcome back to Rosie on the House this morning. It's our fourth hour broadcast for today, and we're covering fire safety with Brad Patassi from the City of Maricopa Firefighters. But before we get back to that, and by the way, we are taking calls. We can take calls on anything you have to do, home safety, fire-related, or just anything you got going on today. Rosie's here to answer your questions
Let's
and help you through it.
Let's do it.
But I wanted you to remind people about the contest we have about the ugliest room.
Oh.
The ugliest room contest.
We have a contest going on, folks, that we thought we'd try and help any of you that might try and tackle a room before the holidays. So send us pictures at rosieonthehouse.com of the room. We call it the room you hate contest, right? Mm-hmm. Take the room you hate, send pictures with a short caption of what it is about the room you absolutely despise. Maybe it's the layout, maybe it's the colors, maybe it's the trim, maybe it's the floor covering. Let us know what it is about that room you hate. And then let us put together, we'll draw a winner and let us put together $350 worth of material to help make that room something you could love before the holidays. So go to rosieonthehouse.com, email us that picture, and just put in the topic, Room I Hate Contest, and we'll get you entered into the contest. And we'll pick a winner here before the end of this month, right around Halloween, so that we can get the folks the materials and then get the room put together before the holiday events. Okay? Sound like a winner?
Yep.
All right. Rosie on the House here. Brad from City of Maricopa Fire Department. We were talking just before the break about fire and smoke detectors, the hard wire versus the battery operated. But let's talk fire extinguishers just a minute. Boy, there's A, B, C, D. I mean, is there like a fire extinguisher for every letter of the alphabet?
Almost. It works its way down to K.
Okay.
But the good news is that they do have multi-use fire extinguishers, and they're available at most home improvement stores and hardware stores throughout the valley. And it's just important that residents have fire extinguishers in the house, especially in the kitchen. And if they do a lot of weekend warrior work out in the garage, to make sure that the garage is protected as well.
They're not expensive.
No.
And I tell people, look, buy one more than you need. Open the can. I don't know if the cities appreciate that. I tell them, open the hood to your big city pickup trash can outside and pull the pin and just stand back and pull the trigger. Just experience it once before you actually have to experience it.
Absolutely. And there are some programs throughout the valley that actually go through and train residents and businesses on how to properly use them, the steps you want to look for, the conditions to use them in. Because one thing we do want to advocate is that people don't try to take on too much. So the fire extinguisher are great for small fires, grease fires on the stove, or a wastebasket fire. But residents really need to ensure that they're not taking on more than they can handle. Life safety is the number one priority for what we do and what we're trying to save when we're in the house. And we want to make sure that residents are trying to make a quick stop to fire that's small, but most importantly, can get everybody else in the house out and start the fire department on its way to
multi-purpose fire extinguishers. Now, what classification will they be? What would y'all like to see underneath everyone's kitchen sink?
So they're going to be the A, B, and C rating. Okay. So they're going to handle everything from ordinary materials like cloth and paper to the liquids, especially in the kitchen when the most common fire is going to be a grease fire on the stove. And then also electrical. So if they're, and those are the C rates. So if there is a sparking or flames licking from an outlet or an overloaded surge protector, that extinguisher would be able to take care of that as well.
Okay. We would probably need a little bit more versatile in our kitchen. We would need an A, B, C, D for dark toast.
Busted.
Yeah, busted. I in my house, I installed the Nest smoke alarm detector.
Yes.
And it alerts my whole family whenever I'm cooking bacon now. So it sends out a message to the cell phones every time Dad's cooking. And we just had a pretty funny experience this last week with that. So be very aware that if you're going to put those in your home and hook them up to your cell phones and other smart devices, that the whole world's going to know when you're cooking bacon.
And in using the fire extinguishers in the unlucky situation where you may have to use it, y'all have a particular acronym, don't you, for how to actually use that? It's PASS, I believe.
PASS, that is correct, Rosie. So it's pull the pin, aim, squeeze, and sweep. And so we want to make sure that you're addressing the fire, you're pulling the pin, you're making sure that your fire extinguisher is going to work properly, you're squeezing it, and then you're sweeping back and forth. But there's also kind of a checklist before you get to that point that we want to ensure residents and people just are familiar with. And a lot of those questions are, you know, if there's a fire, the first thing you want to do is activate the 911 system. You want to alert everybody in the building that there is a fire, especially in their home. You want to send somebody to call 911. You want to make sure that you're physically able to use the fire extinguisher. You don't want to take 10 seconds trying to figure out how to use that, get it out of the packaging, because fire is going to grow exponentially every time. Every second that ticks away, your fire is just going to grow faster and hotter. You want to make sure that it is a small fire. You know, is this fire small enough that the extinguisher can handle it? Is this just grease on the stove? Is this just a hot item in a waste basket? It's not in the walls, or it's not, you know, above your head or anywhere that can get really, really quick, really fast. And then, am I safe from the smoke? Am I out of the smoke? Because we can become inundated by the smoke quickly. And then specifically, do we have an escape route? Can we get out of the house after we put that up?
And we're going to come back with fire evacuation plans and fire prevention measures.
Perfect.
When we get back. Brad Patassi of the City of Maricopa Fire Department.
On the House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.